Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy stopped flying, acting so left and right. No more poverty, no more lack for me. Don't get my money back, get my family back. Put me back together. I just want to be free.
Wait on the Lord, even in this time. time that we're in with this pandemic and all these riots going on all around the country. Uh-huh. That's right. God is still in the miracle working business. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I guarantee you, folks, something good is going to come behind all of this. Something great, let me reemphasize that, great is going to happen behind all of this. And I am so grateful that he chose me, hey, to be a part of it. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful, and I'm so honored to be here with you guys on today. I don't know if you guys were listening in on last week, but there was a young lady. Her name was Lana Reese, a brand new recording artist with a brand new single out, and I had the privilege to interview her on last week, amen, on the broadcast on Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. And I tell you, she's such a precious, I mean, a precious doll. Amen. Has an absolutely beautiful voice and a beautiful single called Jesus. I will be playing that song for you guys on today. I'm just, right now, I'm just super excited. You know me, I try to hold water. It's kind of hard sometimes. But anyway, I'm so grateful and I'm so glad that God is doing the things that he's doing, and he's really blessing us. I have to get back to my page. I have not forwarded everything that should be forwarded to the page thus yet, because I'm still in the process of working on some of the things and still getting my confirmation on some of the activities that I forwarded the last time I was on the page. But anyway, I'm just so grateful for what God is doing. And I just want to play some more music for you guys and let you guys in. Praise the Lord. Sounded like my sister was trying to go out on me. But it's all good, y'all. I know we got some bad weather over this way. So I don't know if it has a play in that or what have you. But anyway, to make the long story short, I am going to be singing. I'm just going to add one more thing to that. For this company called Coast to Coast, it's a direct-to-exec. I will be singing on for a chance to win $50,000, folks. Y'all pray for me, because I sure need that money right now. Anyway, this is held in July. July the 10th and July the 11th, and I have been selected to be a part of that performance. It's sort of like a competitive thing, if you would, for a chance to win the $50,000. A small fee, not very, very much, but anyway, to God be the glory. I'm asking you guys to pray for me. I will be forwarding that information to you as soon as I get the available time to do so. So, you guys, I'm asking for your prayers. I'm asking that you would pray that the Lord would lead and guide me and direct me in the right areas. Amen. Because I need to get this money, y'all, so I can bless. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to somebody. Hallelujah. And, of course, you know, we have our annual Champion Awards. That's coming up in 2021. It's been pushed back due to the pandemic that's going on in the land. But anyway, I will be forwarding some of that information to the page soon as well, letting you know who are some of our recipients. Hallelujah. Some of them are going to be surprised, but to God be the glory. Some of the award recipients that are going to be honored for the ceremony. Amen. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that I'm getting and the doors that are opening in this season, as well as the rest of throughout the year. Come on, somebody, pray for me, pray with me. Come on, stand in agreement with me. Amen. Let me just encourage you guys something. Stop pointing the fingers at everybody. Don't you know when you're pointing fingers at someone else, three more fingers are pointing back at you? Our job and our mission is to pray for people. You never know what an individual may be going through or what they have encountered. But our job as Christians, hallelujah, whether you're saved or unsaved, is to pray. Amen. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Amen. So, as I said, will be play a couple of songs. I'm going to play one song, and then I'll play Ms. Lana's Reese's. She's an RN, folks. Her song is titled Jesus, but I will be playing another song from the CD. Hold on.
Perfect Anointing. herself, Ava Coleman and Anthony Coleman of the Gospel Group Perfect Anointing. Now, as I said it, folks, last week, Lana Reese, the RN, y'all, the nurse, came on, and I had the awesome privilege to interview her on last week, but I want you guys to hear this new single that she has out called Jesus. Amen. Pray for us. Check it out.
Don't delay any longer. He is waiting for you. He wants to save your soul and the sin this world you're in.
Is listening to Lana Reese, the RN, y'all. I'm not sure what's going on with that sound. Every time last week when I played it, I just kept hearing the lows and the highs and the lows and the highs. But when I played it again today, when it first started, the music can hit really, really loud, and then when I played this particular song, it jumps to the low. And I don't know, if to check my system, because I know that the song is perfectly placed together and all, but if for some reason it just plays low, so I might have to forgive me on that, amen. Now, I'm going to show you just what I'm talking about. Now listen, listen up. Into Let's Talk on Perfect and Order. I am your host, Ava Tolman. Perfect anointing.
You're back on me.
And I am your host for this afternoon, Asa Coleman, right here on K-Dom Radio. They come on every Thursday afternoon at the 5 o'clock PST time, but that's 7 o'clock p.m. your time and mine. I want you guys to keep in mind all the war ceremonies that we're going to be going to this year. Amen. I also want you guys to know that ours have been pushed back due to the pandemic that's going on in our country right now, all the way to 91, but we're going to be forwarding those recipients that are the award recipients forwarding the award recipients to the page. Amen. Some, like I said, are going to be surprised. Some know who they are. Amen. But we got a special treat for you guys this year with the award ceremonies. Amen. We have a special guest that's going to be assisting us hosting the award ceremony. I tell you, you gotta wait till you see it, folks. You gotta wait till you see it. Anyway, to God be the glory for all the wonderful things that He's doing. I want to send a special shout out to all the radio DJs out there all over the land. God bless you. God is truly blessing you. Amen. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that God would just pull us out of this rut. I tell you, this thing that's going on in our country right now. We got to find all this stuff up, even though we know that it's a time for change for our country. It's just been time. And now that the change is manifesting, look forward to your change. Amen. Look forward to the things that God is doing in your life that seem like it never was going to come. This looked like it never was going to happen. But as we can see, it's unfolding. Amen. Other things that you have been waiting on that you thought never would happen either, but it's unfolding. Like I said, God has perfect timing for everything. Everything has a time, and everything, there's a season. Amen. And there's a certain season for a certain thing, for harvest. There's a harvest time, there's a sowing, and there's a reaping time. Amen. It is right now I would consider this harvest time, amen, because we're harvesting the rest of souls out there. Even though it looks like it's all negative, God has, he has a way of taking the negative thing that the enemy meant for our bad, and he causes it to be worked out for our good, amen. Although the young man had to lose his life, but so did God. God, Jesus laid down his life, and he became the son of man. He was the son of man, and there's so many people that were saved, amen. And so many people are going to watch what I tell you. We may not see it now, but something is going to come behind this. Something is going to come. We already see God's hand. The favor of God is on our side as we speak right now. We just want to lift up this hatred and bind all this wickedness and all this hatred and all this jealousy. Oh, my God, that's going throughout the land. I tell you, if nothing else brought out the worst in people, it certainly was this pandemic and its last killing. My God. I mean, I've seen a lot of things in my life, but I've never seen the land the way that it is right now. It has gone wax cold, just gloss cold, just like the Bible says. Amen? We're going to see men and women and children. I mean, they're just going to change. People are changing. People's heart are growing worse. You know, instead of getting better, their hearts are growing worse. Amen? For the love of God and for the word of God, they don't even want to hear sound doctrine anymore. Amen. But I thank God that I'm still standing on God's promises. I'm still standing on his word. Amen. Not what you think, not what no one else thinks. God knows the heart of the individual. Amen. God knows your heart. Amen. And you may just be a new convert coming to the kingdom of God. But I want to encourage you, all these negative things that comes along with the territory. Amen. It seems as though you'd be so excited when you first get saved, you first get born again. But then here comes the enemy. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that it's a part of the plan. Amen. You got to go through in order to get to. So we just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. For what is going on. Amen. And God is in full control. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in this afternoon with us. I am the host of this afternoon, Ava Coleman of Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. Until we meet again.